Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Truth or Dare from the Obama administration.
I live the original, and the reality I lived bears no relation to the sad little stories I heard reported from that book.
Secretary of the Treasury Timothy Geithner, just one of the administration officials reacting to a new book about Barack Obama's first years as president.
He made headlines with his reporting on the Bush administration. Now reporter Ron Suskind seems to be making enemies over at the White House. The strangeness of truth in Washington. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Suskind on Obama, the confidence man. It's Wednesday, September 21st.
At the top of the news, though, a chance for bail. The lawyer for two Americans who've been jailed as spies in Iran for 2 years or so says they'll be released today after a $1 million bail deal was approved. The Americans, Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale, have been in prison for more than 2 years. No word on who paid the bail. President Obama plans to have one-on-one meetings today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Obama wants Abbas to drop his plan to ask the UN Security Council for membership in the UN. The U.S. wants to give international peacemakers time to produce a statement that would be the basis for resumed Israeli-Palestinian negotiations.
Afghans gathered to mourn the country's former president and chief negotiator with the Taliban this morning. Burhanuddin Rabbani was killed at his home yesterday when suicide bombers detonated explosives concealed in a turban. Afghan President Hamid Karzai left the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York early to return to Kabul. We'll talk more about the impact of the death with former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan, Peter Galbraith, later this hour. The U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to announce a plan today to help boost the economy. Most economists expect the Fed to shift money out of short-term securities and into longer-term holdings, which could lower Treasury yields further, reduce mortgage rates and other loans, and make credit more available to consumers.
Turkey's prime minister says his country is considering sanctions against Syria for its crackdown on the six-month-old uprising. The Turkish prime minister says he's no longer in contact with Syria's leadership. And a powerful typhoon made landfall in Japan this morning. It's expected to pass near Japan's tsunami-ravaged northeastern coast and the still crippled Fukushima nuclear complex.
State of Georgia is getting ready to execute Troy Davis for the 1989 killing of an off-duty police officer. Despite the claim that he is innocent, Davis is scheduled to die by injection at 7 o'clock tonight for the killing of Mark McPhail, who was working as a security guard in Savannah. Davis's lawyers say he was convicted on testimony largely recanted by witnesses since the trial. Yesterday, the Pardons Board rejected Troy Davis's clemency bid. NASA scientists are tracking a 6-ton satellite, that school bus-sized satellite that's expected to fall to Earth later this week. It's expected to break up in the atmosphere, but scientists can't really say exactly where or when it will hit. For now, they're predicting the earliest it will hit is sometime tomorrow, Saturday at the latest. They put the odds of debris hitting someone at 1 in 3,200. The Earth is mostly ocean, remember. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,408. The S&P opens at 1,202, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,590. Gold is trading up this morning. Coming up this morning, veteran, comedic actress, and one of the stars of Glee, Jane Lynch, joins us.
Children must know fear. Without it, they won't know how to behave. They'll try Frenching grizzly bears or consider living in Florida.
Hey, my kids are huge fans. We'll talk about Jane Lynch's new memoir of not Frenching grizzlies.
That's what I was wondering.
Jane Lynch. No. They're like massive Lynch fans.
Because Frenching grizzlies is dangerous.
And that's not about enough of that. Let's get Jane Lynch to talk about it, though. Maybe the state of women in television will also be the focus. That's later this hour. We're going to continue to hear from listeners on the state of Congress, where the Democrats and Republicans seem to be at a standstill once again. It's all about the president's deficit plan and a House bill to fund the government through November 18th. Any room for compromise in Washington?
This is Josh from Yukon, Oklahoma. I think the only way our government could compromise is if something drastic happens. And drastic, I'm talking about if we actually default on a bill, just like Greece has to.
Give us your view. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, author Ron Suskind, a new story of behind the scenes at the White House called The Confidence Men.